We're live. I say we because Presley Davis is in the house.
What's up?
I'm so happy right now. I feel like we just, I don't feel like we just won the championship. But I feel like...
Troy, there's no we, they.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all know how I am about that.
Yeah. Anyways, it's 10 p.m.
We as Duke fans, they as the team.
Yeah, it just flows better, so... Anyways,
for you,
we're here in the studio. Presley Davis, hi.
What's up?
If I sound overly happy, I had enough coffee during the game to sprint to, where'd they just play? Sprint to Chicago and back. So Duke won. If you're listening to this, probably know that. And they won through adversity, I would say, right? Had a little adversity. Marvin Bagley, you know, somebody poked him right in his eye.
Yeah, Javin. Shout out to Javin for that.
Yeah, unintentional.
Poor thing. His eye was kind of swollen, but I think he's going to be okay.
That'll fuck you up for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially
if you wear, like, contacts,
yeah,
too.
He probably... I don't know if he does.
I don't know. He's a unicorn, basically. So he probably has 20/20, you know.
10/10.
What?
10/10 vision is, no, like, better than 20/20.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't think it is. I don't know.
I thought 20/20 was, like, perfect.
Like, I got 1/1.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Anyways, how long was that into the game? Like, not 5 minutes?
Yeah, like, I want to say it was, like, 8 minutes in, but I'm probably...
In that...
Wrong. I don't know.
Few minutes that he played, he still had 5 offensive rebounds. That goes to show you how good and lengthy we are on the glass. That's probably the main reason why we didn't get our ass kicked in the first half. Shot about 25%, I think. And without Grayson Allen's few shots that he was just, we'll get to that in a minute. But other than that, it was mostly just offensive rebounds, putbacks, and free throws, which we're going to have to work on some free throws.
Yeah, a little bit. I think pretty much everyone besides Grayson.
Yeah, it was a little, you know.
But hey, that's okay because I can't make one, so I'm not hating.
Yeah, I'm not hating, but when you're a D1 athlete on a full scholarship and you're ridiculously talented – just work on your free throws a little bit. You know, it's an art to free throws that people don't understand. You can really get in a slump. You can not have a routine. So Marvin Bagley went out, poked in the eye, blurry vision. He was seeing 3 of everything. And, you know, so he missed a game after going out after 5 or so minutes. Got a little worried. I wasn't ever worried that they were going to lose. But it did seem as the game went on that we were leaving so much. Duke was leaving so much on the table. Missed opportunities, turnovers, missed free throws, which I talked about that in the other episode, where in past years, it's been a crunch time game and, you know, we'd be down by 3, down by 2, and you look and Duke missed 7 free throws. And you're like, if we just would have made 3 of those, it'd be tied or we'd be up. And then we lose by 2. And it's like, fuck. Maybe just hit the free throws. They're free. I know they're hard, though. I mean.
It's probably a lot of pressure, too, being out there like that. But still, I get where you're coming from, too.
Yeah, it's like, come on now. Like, Marvin Bagley has been incredible. Like 50 points and 22 rebounds through 2 games. But he's shooting 22% from the free throw line.
And just think, he's supposed to be in high school right now.
Yeah, and it's a very small sample size, and he'll improve it. And, you know, if he can just get somewhere between that 68 and 78 range, I'll be happy. But you saw tonight, we're going to have some close games. And free throws matter. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, And I think we'll be fine. I think Duke will be fine. Us as fans, since I'm saying we, us as fans will be fine. And Duke will be fine. But that game would have been a lot less close.
Less stressful to watch, maybe.
Just knock down the free throws. I mean, Trayvon Duval needs to up his a little bit. Wendell Carter wasn't bad. And then Bolden, I like Bolden, but to me, he just still looks soft. And you see that he only got 9 minutes. Even with Bagley going out, Bolden only got 9 minutes. And there was some foul trouble. There was some adversity. We were playing against a team that was pretty well-sized. They had some big dudes. Nick Ward talking shit to everybody.
He really was.
Not talking shit now, but he was a thick – he was – Nick Ward, you thick, boy.
Oh, my God. He really is.
He sat down. I was like, he's up, bro.
He's a big guy.
Get on that treadmill or something. But I guess that helps him doing what he's doing.
Kinda. I thought he played good.
Yeah.
That was a tough team for them to be up against. You know, that's why they're number two. But I think they did a really good job. It was a good test for them today.
Good test. Really young team. And you see with Michigan State, you know, Jay Williams, Jay Billis, all them, it seemed like they were picking Michigan State because of the because Duke's youth, Michigan State's returning a sophomore, Miles Bridges, and a few other guys, more experienced, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm like, who gives a fuck? Like, I get that, but to me, it was basically a pick'em game. But I gave Duke the advantage because of their depth, their talent, and how they've looked so far. They've had two official games. Michigan State had one official game so far. And Duke looked great in both. Yeah, talent is a lot different from what they're playing against Michigan State. But I just figured, you know, advantage to Duke because of depth and how they've looked so far. Sometimes I feel like Jay Williams and Jay Billis and all them, I feel like they go against Duke even when they want to say they feel like Duke is the top team just because they're Duke alumni and they think it helps them if they go against Duke. Because if they say, you know, even though they probably believe Duke may win in certain times, they'll pick the other team and they'll say, because if they pick Duke, people on Twitter, you just suck Duke's dick because you went there, piece of shit.
For sure.
Fuck you, Duke homer.
Happens a lot.
And it's like, so I get that.
It's like any time they try to pick Duke for anything.
So I get that. But at the same time, I feel like you have Duke fans that are like, fuck you, pick Duke.
Yeah.
You went there.
It's either way. It's just, that's how it is with Duke. Like, you're going to have haters on both ends. It doesn't matter what you do.
So for them, it's like experts or whatever they are, analysis, they can always pick what they think and they can give their expertise, insight. But at the end of the day, it's the coaches coaching and the players playing. And that's what produces the results. So that's what you saw tonight. And, you know, going into halftime, what was it going into halftime?
I don't even know.
Grayson hit that crazy three to give Duke the momentum, and I almost broke a hole in my floor jumping up and down. I'm a little more crazy during the games. You're a little more reserved and, like,
relaxed.
Please sit the fuck down. And
no, I just don't, like, you instantly react off of each little thing, and then, like, if one little thing goes wrong, you're like, fuck, like, you get so, but I'm like, dude, just chill out for a minute. It's going to be, you know, I'm just, like, so reserved, like, relaxed until the last little bit, and then I'm like, okay, fired up, like, I'm sitting there beating the floor with you, so.
I'm sure 90% of dudes listening to this are pretty much the same way I am.
Oh, I'm sure.
we'll break the fucking TV.
Yeah.
And live with the results afterwards.
I've definitely seen it. I've seen remotes being thrown through, like, the damn window.
Shout out to 2K for that.
jumping up and down, like, about to fall through the ceiling or whatever, downstairs, I mean.
Yeah. I saw a video on Twitter.
That doesn't make sense. Y'all know what I mean.
I saw a video on Twitter. It was, like, a house party, and they were in the second floor, like, turning up, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm so, like, Caucasian.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say turning up.
Turning up.
They were turning up in the second floor, and they were jumping up.
They was bullying y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were jumping up and down, and they broke through the floor. And this dude, like...
See, that's how I feel like you get... You can do that. You can break through the floor.
Yeah.
Because we watch the game upstairs, and you start jumping. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
You're going to really you're gonna damage it one day, because you always jumping in the same spot.
Yeah, I hope it gets caught on film. So, first half, it was 38-34. Grayson hit that big three from Durham to take it in halftime, and I was like, okay, we're going to win by 40. No, I didn't think that. I just thought, good to get the momentum, good to come out with the lead. We should have the lead. Had a few opportunities go haywire, if you will. That first half, Bagley's out. Is he coming back? Probably not. I'm like, okay, go in with the momentum. Coach K gives his little pep talk. You know, Duke, they're like a second-half team. They come out after Coach K. I don't know what he does to them. Probably whips them or something, because I don't think he's ever happy.
He never looks like he is, but...
I mean, what I mean by that is he's never satisfied.
Right. He can always, even if you're doing, you know, really good, I feel like... He always looks for something he can improve on, which makes his team so good, though.
And even, like, flashback to Justice Winslow in the tournament when he went to...
Shout out to my bae.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Justice Winslow, hit me up.
For sure, don't.
But for sure, do. We can be homies.
Okay.
I'll take one for the team. We can get some courtside seats, Troy.
Yeah. Probably one courtside seat. One whole court-size seat for one person, not named Troy. Throwback to the tournament in 2015 on that championship run where he was going wild at Houston when they had the game in Houston. And he was going wild, throwing up the James Harden, you know, cooking after he hit the three, and he didn't get back on defense, and they got cooked. And it was like, good job, dumbass. But the whole time, Coach K was like, you know, Justice hits that three. He's like, get back on defense, set up defense, etc. He's always tempering everyone's.
I guess he wants you to. He sees the good that you do in a play, but he still is like, you know, you need to stay on top of it.
Yeah, main thing is, don't really celebrate till you win.
Right.
And focus on defense when it's time to play defense, and focus on offense when it's time to be on offense.
I think he doesn't want you to get too caught up in the moment and then,
never,
you know, like, miss an opportunity and then mess everything up. But yeah, that's why he's such a good coach, because, you know, even when you're doing really good, he's still hard on you, I feel like.
And that comes from being up by 10 and getting beat plenty of times, and also coming back from 10 down and winning plenty of times, you know. So he knows what it's like to blow a game. He knows what it's like to come back and win, and he can just stay at that right GOAT Coach K mindset at all times. And that's why the team is so poised. And if they're not poised, he's constantly teaching them to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
So that got a little complicated, but point is, when they go in halftime, he usually gets their mind right coming back out. You know, the first half, it looked crazy. Everybody was back and forth, fast-paced, weren't getting back on defense. In the second half, that improved a lot. It was like the first 10 possessions, they ran, like, Duke would make a shot, and they would still get a fast break layup. Like, Duke wasn't getting back on defense. They're like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah, this isn't fucking Elon.
Right.
But I guess he talked to him at half, and kind of put a few little tasks in their mind, and it improved in the second half behind Grayson Allen's 1,000 points.
Also, when they're not playing at Duke, I feel like it's always like that, especially like in the first half. Most of the time, you know, when they're not at home,
yeah,
they're a little shaky at first. They're trying to, like, get acclimated to their surroundings and stuff. And then once they do, though, it's like they click.
Yes. Shots fall a lot easier at Cameron.
Yeah.
When you're practicing there every day.
It just seems like the, Cameron's so much smaller, too, like a smaller scale, which I guess it is, because that court they're playing on tonight looked huge.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, being that.
Yeah, the stadium is gigantic, and
I'm sure that makes a difference.
98% of people in Cameron, probably 99%, are 100% love you.
Mm-hmm.
And 98 away games, like a Syracuse game, mm-hmm, 98% hate you.
Yeah, especially Grayson. Like every away game we went to last season, it was every time he touched the ball or his name would get mentioned. Yeah. It's like all you hear is booing, and it's terrible, but at the same time, it's like, please eat it up so you can go out there and shut everyone up.
And it looks like this year, it looks like he's a lot more at peace with that.
Yeah, I think he's eaten up the hate this year instead of letting it get to him, which is amazing. Like, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, it looks like he's done what he's done. He's made the mistakes that he's made. He's passed them. He's learned from them. I don't think he's going to do some shit like that again. No, he's a competitor. No. At the end of the day, he's a competitor.
Mm-hmm. He gets so competitive, which is like, you know, that's really good for a team, especially him being the senior captain this year, lone senior. Like, we really need someone like that. Or they. God, look at me saying we.
Yeah, I'm going to start.
No, I don't ever say that. I just, you are rubbing off on me.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, it looks like he's at peace with what he's done. He's past it, and you just got to live with it. If you can accept that hate that people are hating on you, honestly, for no reason other than you're good and you did some stupid shit when you were a kid, then if you can live with that and use it as fuel to fuel your competitiveness,
yeah,
then that's what J.J. Redick did, only he kept antagonizing it.
He loved it. But everybody makes mistakes. It's just Grayson has a whole media platform behind him to remind him of it every day whenever it did happen. So
yeah.
I'm sure that's like hard to deal with, but you can definitely tell he's matured from that and learned from those mistakes. And I think he's definitely going to have a hell of a year.
So far, for sure.
Yeah.
He looked so
he's
good.
He's always been, you know, one of our favorites, and I'm just excited for him this year.
I am too. All that talent around him and him being the basically leader right now. But yeah, if you can imagine if social media was what it was today, back when JJ was receiving all of that hate from Maryland and North Carolina and everyone else in the United States of America, it would have been even tougher. It would have been way tougher on him, though. And he's already talked about how hard it was on him,
mm-hmm,
how he pushed it all back, but it was really tough on J.J. Redick with the hate he was dealing with. Nowadays, it's way harder.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. So I definitely feel for them, but I think it's great when they use it as fuel to do better.
Yeah, I mean, it is. If you can do that, then it's 100% easier. But nowadays, you know, it's not just the fans that are at the thing or who are watching it on TV, it's billions of people. If you do anything wrong, you instantly become 1,000 memes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, you can even, like, edit his face out and put it on a video of some stupid shit. Like, it's way different now, and it really sucks. And I make fun of a lot of people in sports, too, because it's just what people do, but it's probably hard to deal with.
I mean, yeah, put yourself in their shoes. You don't know how you would handle
the
it.
The thing is, like, he's the nicest guy ever.
He really is.
Go check that video of him doing, like, kindergarten teaching.
He's so nice. Even when we talked to him that day, mm-hmm, after all he had went through that day, being bugged and...
Yeah, he was dope.
It was just like, wow, you're so humble and down to earth.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, and I just hope he gets that chip this year. and player of the year.
Chip.
Yep.
Okay.
So, second half, scored 50 points. Michigan State scored 47, so that's not too good to allow them to get that. But it was a high pace, high possession, a lot of crazy shit, a lot of fouls. Wendell elbowed some dude in the face. I don't think it was intentional, but I was like, damn, I'm surprised he didn't eject him just because we're Duke and he's Duke.
It definitely didn't look intentional. It looked like he was trying to be like, dude, get the hell off of me.
Yeah.
And his elbow, like,
he's like, stop yanking.
Went a little too high.
Stop yanking,
you know?
On my ass.
I know. That guy was kind of like on him, so I don't blame him at all.
He's like, I'm the better Carter. Because they're both Carter. The best part is how much shit, like, the boos coming from the crowd, Nick Ward talking all that shit to Gary Trent and Grayson Allen and Wendell Carter, and
we had some hate mail coming in too. Like, my Twitter, I had some people tweeting me, and I'm like, I don't even, number one, I don't know who you are. Number two, this is how you know it's Duke basketball season, because I literally tweet Grayson Allen, I love you or something, and I get so much hate from it, and I love it. So
all that, because it gets retweets and stuff, and then it goes on like other fans' timelines, and they're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you have time to do this? Block me back.
Right. Like,
then Miles Bridges, he was slapping the floor. I was like, please slap the floor. I can't wait to remember this when the end of the game comes, that you were slapping the floor and sticking your tongue out. And he looks like Kennedy Meeks 2.0. So, you know.
He really
actually
does. He looks like a skinny or like a fit version of Kennedy Meeks.
He's Kennedy Meeks 2.0 and Kevin Knox is Kennedy Meeks 3.0.
Oh my God, yes.
And you know, that's why none of them go to Duke, so that's what I think. So that's that. Minute totals. Okay, so it says Bagley played 10 minutes, so I guess he went out at the 10-minute mark. Carter Jr. had 27 minutes. Grayson Allen played all 40 minutes, did not come out of the game one time.
That's crazy.
Soldier.
That's why his ass was sweating. I know all y'all saw that ass sweat on him. I mean, how could you not see it?
Shout out
to Grayson for burning them calories.
I quit.
I noticed things like that.
That's straight. Duval played 37 minutes. But he had 10 assists, I think 6 steals, 17 points. Really hit some good layups there towards the end of the game. That was like kind of, you know, we were down 3, down 1, up 2. Like he really hit some big layups, like slashing in between a few people. When nothing else was falling, that worked for a little bit. Gary Trent, 35 minutes. He had a little bit of off game. He had 7 points, 3 for 14. I don't know. It just, to me, it just looked like he was kind of caught up in the craziness of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he would go in, get fouled, but they didn't call it. He's like, the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I saw.
There was like 2 or 3 times we saw where he was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, you could see him mouthing that.
But, you know,
I was hoping he would go off because he seemed so pissed.
I thought he was. But I was like, keep.
He did have a little bit of an off game, but I love Gary Trent.
He hit a big 3 down the stretch.
He's one of my favorites this year.
Yeah, he hit a big 3 down the stretch. It was like Grayson hit one, Gary Trent hit one, then Grayson hit one, and then Grayson hit another one. But that one, it really helped us. I think we were up by 3 or it was tied, and that put us up by 6 or up by 3. But anyways, I was like, he saw that one going in. That'll roll over to.
There was a few times, I think, where it was tied too, where Trayvon got us up too.
Yeah.
He did good with that.
And any time you come away with the win, it's like if you had a terrible game, it feels a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, he shot 3 for 14. I wouldn't say he had a terrible game. He was out there for 35 minutes, played some good defense, really contributed, grabbed 4 rebounds. But there's a lot of shots that he probably thought should have go in, but shooters shoot, so he's going to just keep shooting. And he'll probably have 20 next game, so it's all good. As far as bench minutes go, Delorier leading the way with 24 minutes, grabbed 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 points.
He only got 4 points?
Yeah.
I feel like it was more than that, but
he had that when Grayson hit that big 3 and then they got that turnover. He had that big dunk, and it was like a it was like a 4-on-none break. It was like him, Duval, Grayson, and like Gary Trent, and Duval and all of them were kind of looking at him like, "You going to throw me a lob?" Delorier was like, "Get the fuck out of my way."
I like Javin. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. And he really stepped up. You know, he gave some good minutes. Didn't have many point totals, but he only took 4 shots. So
he seems like he's good at keeping everybody, like, energetic. Like, when he comes in, he's very, like, hype, ready to go. Like, that's I think that rubs off on everyone.
He's definitely the energy level and the, like, he puts 100% effort at all times.
You can tell he wants to play and, you know, do good.
Yeah, goes up for the blocks, goes up for the rebounds, crashes the boards. His skill level's developing, too, with his shot and everything else. So he put in some big minutes. And I liked what I saw from Vrankovic, too. When he came in, I was like, get Bolden out. Put Vrank in, please. Just because he's just down there just bullying people. Like, he's like, Nick Ward, you want to talk shit?
He's such a big guy, too.
Come over here and talk shit. Like, they don't call me Vrank the Tank for nothing. And he, you know, he came in and he had one, like, layup or something and got fouled, and I was just like, cool. But they took him right back out. And then I thought Goldwire put in some good minutes too. I thought Duval was a little shaky at first. They threw in Goldwire. He came in, knocked down a 3, and I was like, okay. So I mean, I like what I saw from him. He put in 11 minutes. Carter Jr. double-double, so he was like, I don't want to say what I was thinking. I was going to say he was banging down low all night.
Okay.
But I'm so 12 years old.
We know. Carry on, please.
You know, some older dudes down there in the paint, and he's like, what, 18?
I don't know. Yeah, but probably.
He held 18, his 19. Own. He held his own. He was grabbing everything and going straight back up with it, getting fouled, blocking shots. Like, Carter Jr., he's the real deal. He's underrated right now because there's so much fucking talent on this team. But he's a huge piece. And thank God we had him tonight because of Bagley going out. And Bolden still kind of looks like last year's Bolden. He's more healthy, quicker, et cetera, et cetera. But he just kind of looks soft. Like, he kept grabbing rebounds and going back up, and I'm just like, dude.
I think he has a lot of potential, though. He just, you know.
Yeah, with all that size and everything.
Maybe needs to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, you don't know what he's – he's been sick, too.
I don't know anything. You're right. Yeah, he has been sick. So, if he's on antibiotics and stuff, he's definitely, like, weak.
He's a trooper, though, for going out there, being sick like that.
Oh, yeah. And then moral of the story is Grayson Allen looked amazing. And
as always,
for the most part,
even when he's not doing that good, he's still amazing.
And without his 37, I don't know what happens today. And then after the game, you know, he'd accredited it to his teammates, to Duval, to just the entire team for finding him and creating open shots for him. And that's just Grayson Allen. He's just going to.
He's not going to take credit for his not, doings.
He's just going to praise everyone and say, get back to work when we get back to Durham.
But that's a good team leader and captain for you.
Yeah, and that's what you get when you go to Duke.
That shows how selfless he is, too. Or, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of people portray him as this arrogant, selfish, like, you know, POS, when he's really not.
People want him to be that because they hate him so much, yeah. But he's not.
He seems like he has a big heart, so shout out to Grayson.
And thank you for that 37 tonight. New career high. And every time he threw it up, I was pre-celebrating every time.
Hitting the Jason Tatum three thing.
Trying to break my floor. When's the next game? So that was that. Got the win, beat the number two team in the country. I wish we could play Kentucky next. Sorry. I wish Duke could play Kentucky next or Kansas, whoever wins that game, which is going on right now. I think Duke should have to play Kentucky every year or every 2 years. Right now, I think it's every 3 years.
Really?
Unless they meet in the tournament.
Did they not play this year?
No. It's.
Didn't they last year?
Yeah, because it's the Champions Classic. It's every 3 years. You switch the teams, those four teams that are playing right now. So Duke plays Michigan State. Then next year, Duke plays Kansas. Then next year, Duke plays Kentucky.
I don't know why I never knew that.
Yeah, unless, like, you know, there's a good percentage chance that these teams can meet in the tournament as well. Yeah. Because Kentucky and Kansas are always at the top.
I'm excited for tournament season because I do a bracket every year, and my bracket always fucking kills it.
Yeah, I feel like if you...
Like, I don't know how, but I just always... I get pretty close.
I feel like if you just... How awful bracketology is... I feel like if you just pick teams based off of what logos you like the best, you'll do better than actually trying to guess.
Straight up, that's like, I do that a lot. I always take Duke to the end, always, no matter what.
Rule number one by J.J. Redick, always
take Duke.
Take Duke to the end because Coach K has won 5 times in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So your odds are better than most.
But, you know, even if it wasn't, I'm still going to take them because, you know.
But if you don't, you feel like you're cheating.
I know. Like, why would you not?
Like, who are you? You're going to pick fucking Indiana?
I know.
You like, piece of shit.
No. But I will say my brackets have always done pretty good against yours. I've always come out on top.
Yeah. After March Madness, we'll have to do a bracket group on ESPN.
And if it's in Charlotte, we will be there. So,
yeah, so as long as they grab a number one seed, it will be.
The next game is Friday. I think it's at 7 o'clock against Southern University. It is a home game at Cameron. And stay tuned for my article about tonight's game on 247.
There you have it. That's it. So we'll be back after that game, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Only takeaways from this is Grayson Allen's very good. Get well soon, Marvin Bagley. A lot of adversity today for Duke, but they fought through it and got a win against one of the toughest teams and toughest games of the year this soon. The chemistry isn't all the way there yet. The team's still going to be getting better. It's, what, November? They've been playing basketball for 5 minutes now as a team.
They played, what, 5 games, but, you know, 2 exhibitions, 3 games.
3 official games.
And look how good they've done so far.
Yeah, they look
I'm
well.
A very proud Blue Devil fan right now.
Yes. Fighting through adversity. And one thing I was going to say, I don't know if I already said it. I was saying it earlier. For some reason in that game, all the adversity, all the BS, all the missed free throws, all the missed shots, I just felt like that Duke was going to win. And a lot of those games, close games in the past where Duke has been bullied and out-rebounded and foul trouble and missed free throws, I always felt like, damn it, we're like Duke fucked this up, we're going to lose. That's past years. This year I just felt like we should be winning by 10 right now. So, like, they're going to pull it out.
I think just because the chemistry of this team, I feel like it's so much stronger, so much earlier in the season than past seasons. And that's pretty obvious. And they've all been playing, like, pretty unselfishly. So that's always a good thing.
That mixed with health, mixed with depth, mixed with size.
Depth is a huge thing this year, too.
Because a few people had 4 fouls, and I just wasn't even really worried about it. And the depth and the length and the strength. We were rebounding the first half. Michigan State shot 50%. Duke shot 25%. And Duke was still winning. It reminded me a lot of Carolina last year, sadly, where they would rebound 50% of their own misses. So they could be shooting terrible or playing terrible, but they're still in the game.
Mm-hmm.
because of the fact that they're getting every rebound. And ultimately, that led them to a national championship.
That makes a big difference.
It does. And the good news is, like, you know, people were saying, like, oh, Duke can't shoot this year and stuff. Well, certain people can't shoot, and certain people don't need to shoot. But we have two wing players that are motherfucking shooters.
Gary motherfucking Trent Jr.
We're so explicitly talking today.
I just love Gary Trent. Like, he looks like a damn mad dog out there. Like, he's always mad looking, which is amazing because you are just like, hell yeah, dude. Like, go out there and fucking kill him.
That's just what it feels like. It just feels like you're not going to bully this team. You're not going to put this team in the corner and say, like, fuck off. Like, this team, they're going to bully people, even though they're young. And it kind of showed tonight. And, yeah, a few block shots, a few, you know, push downs. It's like, it was an experienced team against a very young team, and you couldn't really tell.
Right.
And the
having four freshmen start is a huge deal, and doing this good.
Not only that, 70% of the minutes on the whole team have been played by freshmen.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And that's just the way Duke is now. That was the way it was in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is, and everyone wants to play for Coach K while they can.
I would too.
He said he feels good. He said he didn't get his knee replaced to retire. He got his knee replaced because he feels good and he wants to coach.
Heck yeah.
He said he feels younger in the mind than he ever does or ever has, and he's still obsessed with winning and doesn't feel finished. So that's good news.
He wants him 10 national championships, and then he's good.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe he'll coach until he's 100.
Wouldn't that be fucking crazy? Lil' Coach K being walking out on the court. I mean,
dude, he looks good.
He really does. He kills it. His, like, interviews, he'll be wearing some, what is it, Air Maxes or something?
Yeah, like some.
And I'm like, dude, look at you. You're killing it.
Keep his back healthy and some good supported shoes.
He's awesome.
While being stylish at the same time.
Yes.
So anyways, that's the takeaways. Little rambled. You know, we sit down right after the game and knock these out. I like it when we do it that way because emotions are high. Like, almost broke my leg just now celebrating just because that was a big win this early.
I don't get like that. I got really excited when we won. When they won, damn it.
Yeah.
When they won.
You can just say we. That's
no,
the,
it's
like,
not we. But like I was saying, I get really excited.
Oh, you
like
fucking
when
play
I'm
for
at
the
home watching it. Well, I can say we because I'm technically part of it.
You fucking play for the team, bro? Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, that's how I see that on Twitter. You fucking play for the Cavs?
Oh, my God.
We, LeBron, you and LeBron, you play for the Cavs, bro? Like, people just say what they want.
I know, but what was I saying? I get excited at home, but I get way more excited when I'm actually there watching it. And it's about time that we go to a game, so, which we are very soon.
It was a good win. You can tell by this rambled episode that it was just exciting and great to come away with the win. It's like, even if that would have been a good game and we would have lost, or Duke would have lost, it's just like, you know, it's like, fucking lost. And I would have been sitting here saying, they'll learn from it. It's good for them. But mm-hmm. It's a hell of a lot better to keep that undefeated record going. And, you know, you still learn from a win, too. He's still going to take away the stuff that they can improve on, mm-hmm. and they're going to improve on it.
Right.
So that's why going back and watching film is important, and that's why they do that a lot. Anything else? Prayers up Jeff Capel and his family. Hope everyone,
yes,
you know,
for sure.
That ALS is a fucked up thing, just like depression, just like cancer. It's like, it's just fucked up. So
it's just, it's sad and it's crazy and it, you know, you can't really control it. But yeah, prayers up to him and his family. He's such a good guy.
Grab the win for the Capel family.
Yes. But that's that. Stay tuned for Friday's episode after the game for my articles. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Reach out and say hello.
And that's it.
If you're feeling frisky.
No. Troy over here trying to start some shit.
Yeah.
I ain't even, I'm not commenting.
We'll see where that goes. Mm-hmm. You know, Friday.
I'm not a part of this.
Friday, there will be an episode. We'll see. I'm definitely, I live in Burlington, North Carolina, and they just remodeled and put a new Chick-fil-A up. I'm super white trash. That's like.
Okay, you're definitely not.
That's like five-star dining to
Why me. Why the hell would you say that?
Chick-fil-A has the best fried chicken sandwich of all time. So
I'm not white trash for liking Chick-fil-A.
No, but it's like my favorite restaurant. Does that count?
Yeah.
So Friday.
Chick-fil-A has A1 service and A1 food. It shouldn't even be counted as fast food.
Yeah, it's the.
Like, it's the goat of fast food.
Like, if they charge me $5 for a chicken sandwich, fries, and a sweet tea, why the fuck am I going to some other place to pay $20 for the same thing and it's worse?
Right.
We're going to splurge at Chick-fil-A, get that chocolate chip cookie that they got, tell them warm it up a little bit. It's good warm. So I might do that Friday or Saturday. I'm excited for that. If you're in the area, meet me at Chick-fil-A.
Shout out to Jason Ashley.
Yeah.
You... Since you live near us, we all, me, Troy, you and your girl, we all going to go to a game. So hit us up for reals because that would be fun.
Yes. That's that. You ready to end this? You got the win. 3-0. Back at it on Friday. We'll be back at it on Friday. Video was going to go up, but we look homeless right now. So I didn't video it. I'm going to have to remember that next time.
No, next time we video in it, because I'm going to bring all the equipment to video. I'm like the producer. I'm not really even supposed to be talking, but I think y'all like me better than Troy, so.
The men do. The men do.
So, but for real, we're going to be videoing very soon, because that's just a more fun part. You'll get to see, like.
It's just another aspect.
How we interact and stuff. It's, you can connect a little better when you're watching it, I feel like.
If you choose, I mean.
Yeah. And then you can see all our fly outfits.
Yeah. Hoodies and jeans.
Hey, I got some pretty cool style.
We do. We do. I'll give you that. Back at it on Friday. Until then, go Duke. Go Grayson Allen.
Get well soon. Go Justice Winslow. Shout out to Bay again. Okay.
That's fine. Get well soon, Marvin Bagley. Heal your eye up. You can have mine if you need it. Yeah, so. I mean, if you need mine. He has brown eyes, right? I have brown eyes. You can take mine, dude. I'll wear an eye patch. I'll fucking rock an eye patch.
You can be like Ellen. Did you see Ellen when she had that eye patch? Because she had a sty or something. Just get you one of them, Marvin Bagley. It's a eye patch of your eyes. Like a picture of your eye.
If he would have threw there on an eye go. Patch. If he would have came out. With an eye patch with the D for Duke on it, like a black one, and like a headband or something, and just scored like 50.
Hell yeah. It would be like Hoodie Mello, but
it'd be
like
Hoodie Mello, but it'd be
eye patch Marvin. Yeah, like something that doesn't really flow, you know, something like that. But that would have been cool.
I feel like he could have done that, because if that was what was fucking his vision up, just put an eye patch over it.
It would probably be way harder, though, to just use one eye. Like, oh, my God. But he is Marvin Bagley, so he could probably do it.
Yeah, probably could.
Okay, anyways, enough rambling.
I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. And I'm still on that undefeated train until proven otherwise. So that's that, man. I don't care what conference we're in, Duke's in. You know, I'm not in any conference. So, Duke's in the ACC. Everybody done cut this shit off by now.
I know. Okay, good night.
Thank you so much for the listens.
We out.
This one had a little more energy. We're excited. I know everybody else as well. Because my Twitter mentions were fucking... My phone exploded. Right?
Yeah. Mine's still going off. I'm getting DMs.
Mine died.
From all these people. I'm like, okay.
But... The good news is, they're only going to improve from this win. It reminds me, I'm going to keep relating this to the 2015 season, when no one gave Duke a chance when they went into Wisconsin and whooped that ass early in the season. Justice had that breakaway dunk. They played well, took control. Everybody's like, they're too young, too, you know, not enough depth, too young, they're going to get handled, no experience. Went in, whooped that ass, and then met again in the championship, whooped that ass.
Oh, my gosh. One last thing. I'm on Twitter right now because, you know, you're just rambling more. But Kyrie Irving, after the game, gave up his jersey and shoes. You know, he always, like, gives up shoes, I feel like. I don't know if it's every game, but you always see videos of him giving up his shoes to a kid or...
Yeah.
It's usually always kids, but, like, he's just so awesome, and he just gave his jersey and shoes to two women that are in the Army, or they're wearing their Army uniforms, so that's pretty cool.
Kyrie is a very good dude. Jason Tatum playing well. Celtics won, like, 15 straight, so I'm going to credit that to Duke, right?
For sure.
I'm just going to credit that to all Duke.
Jason Tatum's the homie.
And Brad Stevens is one hell of a coach. I would be not mad at all if he took Coach K's job after Coach K decided to retire. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Until Friday, finally, good night, and Duke gang.
We out.